Hello and welcome back to Real Horror Show. I'm your host, Samantha, and I'm joined today with Mostly Sunny.
Yes, hello.
How's your week?
It's been fine. There have been some heavy ice raining happening up here, so it knocked out a lot of the power nearby and in a lot of the schools. So the college that I work at, the power got knocked out because of storm damage. So the kids have been off all weekend, and I'm waiting to hear to see if the school's gonna be open tomorrow, because there's a lot of schools here up north that are still trying to get power back. It's weird, but it hasn't snowed at all.
Yeah, we got hit by that ice storm too, but it was still too warm here for it to do any significant damage.
Yeah.
The roads were icy for a couple of hours, but then
yeah,
everything was fine. So you didn't go on vacation at all this week?
No, but if I did, I hear there is a fabulous high-end resort where you can zombie kill.
Wow, that's interesting, because that happens to be the very plot of the movie we're reviewing today.
Wow, really?
What? Yeah. Resort is a 2015 British zombie movie directed by Steve Barker and written by someone whose name I don't want to mispronounce. The movie is set after humanity has won its war against the zombies, and now the undead are kept in a secure island where they can be hunted for sport. What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing.
Upon release, Pat Forte of Bloody Disgusting gave the film 3 out of 5, ultimately deciding the film is easily forgettable.
Yes.
Do you agree? Do you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, because look right here on the notes, you just, Sam has nothing to say because it's forgettable.
And I watched it this afternoon and I just,
yes,
I barely remember what happened. I took a nap right before we recorded, and that just wiped my memory of this movie.
Memory? Well, pretty much what happens is they go on there to kill the zombies. And some hacker, well, wait, hold up. Okay, so in the film, there are the people that go on the island to kill the zombies. But since there is a zombie war, there are people now that are part of a zombie ethics movement. And they're their treatment of zombies. It's weird.
Which, let's be real, if a zombie apocalypse did happen, there would be dumbasses fighting for zombie rights.
Yeah, there totally would, so it's totally believable. But also,
which is very Jurassic Park-like, and I'm going to draw a lot of Jurassic Park comparisons.
Yeah.
Because it's basically the exact same plot.
Except
you don't go to Jurassic Park to hunt the dinosaurs, although I'm sure that would have been a step in the process eventually.
Right, they just go there it's a zoo now, but yeah, it's literally the same thing, and they were like, oh, who thought this was a good idea? Herp-a-derp-a-derp-a-derp. No.
Zombies. No, shit like that is never a good idea.
Absolutely not. No. I guess we can begin with the acting and performance. I agree with Sam's note. It's fine.
Yeah. This is a British movie, and usually even in bad British movies, I find the acting to be pretty not terrible.
Yeah, I agree with that completely.
Because have you ever seen Attack of the Block?
No, what's that about?
I don't know if it's meant to be taken seriously, but it's about a bunch of aliens who come down and attack London, and a street gang of teenagers have to fight them off.
Oh, wow.
It's a pretty fun movie. Jodie Whittaker is in it. She's the new doctor.
Oh, really? A girl doctor?
Yeah.
Nice. I'm not I don't know much about Doctor Who, so.
I used to know a lot more than I did. I stopped watching after high school because, see, shows like that with huge fandoms, I always get bored with after a while because it's
Luca.
Yeah. Is your husband a Salad Fingers character?
A Salad Fingers character.
I just hear high pitch squeaking in the background.
Via the tea kettle, and he put his headphones on too, so I was certain he couldn't hear it, but I could hear stuff through my headphones too. So I was like, oh shit, what the fuck is that noise? And I was like, oh, it's hot water for tea, because he's ill. But it's okay, it's just a cold.
Oh, you actually make tea in a tea kettle? I just microwave.
I microwave my tea if it gets too cold, and my coffee if it gets too cold. Yeah, I've got a tea kettle.
Wow, was that a wedding present? I didn't get it for you.
Yeah, it was a wedding present. But no, your wedding present, I've been drinking out of the glasses.
Good. I got you something so that if you and Luke ever get into a dramatic fight, you can like throw it against the wall and it'll shatter.
Shatter, yeah. Like these like super nice like glasses, tall and little ones. Like, get out. Just like fucking glass everywhere all over the carpet, so it's hard to get out.
Yeah, you can't do that with plastic cups.
No, you sure can. Yes.
So the acting was fine in this movie.
Yeah, it was fine. It was passable.
You won't be like, are they reading cue cards?
Yeah.
Everyone knew their lines.
Yeah, they did. And I agree with your note about how it's not awkward between anybody.
Yeah, and there's no super awkward exposition building the world. Like, you get that kind of in the beginning because the opening credits are a newsreel discussing the outbreak happening at the resort. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of goes into detail that there's been a war between zombies and humans. Although, how is that really even a war?
Right.
You have one militia and then just a horde of brain dead zombies.
Yeah, but they do run, which, you know, that's the only advance they have on people is like they run around, but they don't have any weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So you're exactly right. There's no reason we should have lost. And if we did, it would have been pathetic. It would have been
world cold. Would have been. If we had lost, we would have deserved to lose.
Yeah, we would have deserved to lose against zombies. Like, seriously.
But to move on to story, since this is a British movie, I'm kind of hoping it's an indirect sequel to Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, it possibly could be. Absolutely.
You've never seen Shaun of the Dead, have you?
I have, but it's been a really long time. But yeah, Shaun of the Dead.
It's the perfect zombie movie.
Yeah.
Because it's very relatable.
Really relatable, yeah. Let me see what I got on notes for story. I took note about the thing being called Brimstone Protocol. Which I'm guessing is when they have to, like, blow up a whole place so they can, like, get control of the zombies.
Probably.
Brimstone Protocol.
Because they mentioned that briefly in the opening credits, that's ultimately what they did to defeat the zombies in the first time. But did they really defeat the zombies if there's still enough of them to have a resort?
No, but then there goes the idea of there being enough. I made a note and I was like, what happens when you run out of zombies? And then the part in the movie happened where we find out that they are using like refugees to make new zombies. So they just, it's their own damn fault if there becomes an outbreak again because there's too many because they're just making more.
Yeah, that was pretty fucked up.
It was, and I was like, fuck. So that was actually kind of an interesting twist. Because it actually answered my question. I was like, what happens if they run out of zombies? And I was like, they'll probably never answer that one. And I was like, oh shit, they don't.
But I do like the idea of a movie addressing the aftermath of a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, like people's coping mechanisms and stuff like that.
Yeah, it wouldn't so much be a horror movie, but more of a drama.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at the end of most zombie movies, everything returns to as normal as it can be. So yeah. How do people cope with that afterwards? Kind of like, there's a movie on Netflix called Ava's Possession. I don't know if you've seen it.
I haven't, but yeah.
It's a dark comedy of a girl coping with her life after she's been possessed by a demon.
Oh, wow. That sounds kind of cool.
Yeah. So that kind of stuff always fascinates me, and I wish movies like The Purge would deal with like the aftermath of.
Oh, that would be a really cool thing to see.
Because, like, in theory, yeah, The Purge, fun movie, but, like, logically speaking, what happens afterwards?
Yeah, exactly, because at the end of the movie, you're like, well, shit. Yeah. Like,
sorry, Janet, I killed your husband.
Yeah, and because, like, every other Purge, like, all the Purge movies, they don't focus on, like, what happens directly after the first Purge. It's just, like, the one that happens, like, next.
Yeah, they've got to be more edgier than the last.
Yes.
More edgier. I'm working towards my PhD, everybody.
Yeah. Nice. Yes. So, the resort is a place we go and shoot captured zombies for recreation, like zombie paintball. What did you think about those two, like, young kids that were just there to, like, shoot, like, kill stuff? And they said that they were there because they won, like, a contest because they're gamers.
They were kind of my favorite part of the movie.
Aw, but his one friend died.
I know, and that was so sad.
Because he really loved him.
Yeah. But no, I thought they were really cute and fun characters in the movie.
Yeah, I thought so too. Because
they weren't there to, like, fight some inner demons or deal with PTSD. They were just there because, like, yeah, kill the fucking zombies, bruv.
Yeah, bruv. But then, bruv. But then, remember we were, like, trying to figure out which guy would be the one who was going to be, like, the asshole guy who was, like, the killer. I don't know. Like, I couldn't really pick out one. But do you think it's an old army guy who just had his own gear? Brought his own weapons.
Kind of, but there really wasn't, like, that one asshole character who thought he was better than everybody else and he was the one that died first.
Yeah. Maybe her boyfriend kind of became that guy at the end a little bit.
Yeah. One thing I liked about him, though, is when someone got bit, he didn't hesitate to shoot them, so we didn't have to deal with that whole zombie movie cliche.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Because if you've been to war with zombies, you stop seeing them as former people because they're not people anymore.
Exactly.
They're this virus.
Yeah. But how did you feel about him when he, like, left his girlfriend at the end?
I mean,
he ran.
Shitty.
I know, that was shitty. That was pissed. Like, dude.
I hope David wouldn't do that to me because I would do that to him.
No, don't do that to David.
No, I wouldn't.
Stick together. I know, because that's what I was like, wow, like, if I was in a zombie apocalypse, it wasn't even a zombie apocalypse, it was just, like, the island. I was like, what would happen? Would they run away, or would they stick with me? But
yeah, do you know where you guys are if a zombie apocalypse ever happened? Like, if you're in a safe zone, or...
Like, do we have a plan?
Like, not a plan, because it's never going to fucking happen, but they have these things online where you can see...
Oh, should I check and see if I'm in a safe zone or not right now?
Yeah.
How do I look at that? Like,
I'm Google searching it right now. They used to be super popular on Facebook. Like, are you safe if a zombie apocalypse happened? Here we go.
I'm probably, like, relatively safe.
No, it's no longer available.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think we're fucked because I think both of us would be fucked because of our proximity to, like, Washington, D.C. and New York.
Yeah, absolutely. You and I both. Plus, like, my proximity to, I'm, like, 30 minutes outside the city of Pittsburgh, too. But the only thing that's good that I live north of the city is that I'm not stuck. Because if you were in the city of Pittsburgh when the zombie apocalypse happened, since it's all bridges and, like, tunnels and stuff, you'd just be stuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's, like, it's a tough thing.
So really, if a zombie apocalypse happens, you want to get your ass to Kansas or Montana.
Pretty much.
You don't want to be in New York. You don't want to be in L.A. Yeah. California in general, just a no.
Yeah, just a big no.
Basically, the five places where 90% of America's population live, you want to not be there.
Not to be there, yeah. Less people, less zombies.
So, you know, all those fucking East Coast and West Coast hipsters who make fun of our small-mindedness can fuck off because they're going to be the first to die in the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, well, the first to turn into zombies.
I mean, they're already zombies. We're attached to our phone, Stormy.
Shut up. I know. We're just zombies to our devices. Just slaves. Technological zombies. Anyway. One thing I had to point out about, like, the girl who is hacking, quote-unquote, I'm using air quotes, and, like, fucks everyone up, is whenever she does, like, the hack thing and, like, the system gets overridden, I'm pretty sure that's not what, like, a hack looks on a computer screen, because it just looks like, I really don't know, it just looks like if you're watching a VHS and, like, a old TV and, like, you kick it and then it, like, breaks. Yeah, but if there's a hack on a computer, I'm pretty sure it doesn't look like a TV.
Yeah, and what kind of computer tech who's working at such a dangerous job would just be like, oh, there's 3 corrupted files, I'm just gonna ignore them for now.
Yeah, he's like, I'll just wait until they, like, stop being corrupted, and then it was like, everything's good. He's like, oh, it's all good now, cool. And I was like, shouldn't like, you, like,
know that's more? Not how it works. That's not I how know. It works.
He should be, like, the best computer tech in the whole world working on that island.
God. No, it's fine. I'm sure this happens on a regular basis so they can get more zombies.
Yes, you're right. The one last thing I wanted to say about the story is the one last twist that nobody was anticipating was that zombies can swim.
Yeah, that's always kind of a twist because I guess, I don't know, zombies are a complicated thing mythologically.
Yeah.
Because you can do a lot with them in individual stories, but I guess what you can look at with this movie is that zombies can evolve.
Yeah, yes. And I...
So, yeah, I think... I think you were right in one of your notes. You asked if zombies had memories, and I think it's totally possible that zombies could develop memories over time.
Yeah, because the one zombie remembers the main Valerie. The lady that owns the island.
Do you think the lady who knows the island, like, knew that zombie before she was a zombie?
I was going to, like, think about that because she, I don't know,
she was so smug around her.
She was, so maybe it was, like, someone that was her enemy when she was a human.
Yeah, maybe they worked at the same company and they were constantly, like, butting heads for promotions and shit. Or, like, her college roommate who thought she was better than everybody.
Right, exactly.
And so now it's like, bitch, you ain't shit now.
You know, right? she remembered, which was crazy. And that was, like, a crazy thing. And I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. I guess I don't really have anything more to say about the story other than the rest of the movie is just them running from zombies and then...
Yeah, the rest of the story is your average zombie outbreak movie.
Yeah. And then, like, the sole survivor and then the surprise survivor of the other guy, the military guy.
Mm-hmm.
Who survived, good for him.
Which, if you're into zombie apocalypse movies, yeah, I'd recommend this. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It does raise some nice questions about, like, the ethical mm-hmm. parts of being a zombie or having zombies in the world. Like, do you kill them or do you consider them as people who deserve not rights, but at least the right to live? Which I wouldn't, because
it's too dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, it would be cool if there was a zombie movie that focused on the viral aspect of zombies, because
that's what I'm waiting for, dude.
Like, the virus is actually a living organism that needs to cling to dead things in order to live.
Right, exactly.
Like, we need to focus on that shit more.
And then maybe there's a vaccine that's created, but then, like, the virus can, like, evolve, and that's how zombies can get, like, smarter and have memories and run and swim and do all that crazy stuff.
Yeah. Basically what the Resident Evil movies should have been, but we're not going to get into that right now. We don't have 3 hours.
We don't have 3 hours to discuss that. All I can contribute is like the game, and that's it.
The games are some of my favorite in the world, but fuck the movies.
I've never seen the movies, man.
Don't
like the games.
I love the games.
Wait, but are the movies like the games?
No, they're not.
Completely. Oh, okay. Damn, that sucks.
They're nothing like the games, and it's upsetting. And fucking hate Paul W.S. Anderson and his fucking wife. And we're not getting into this now.
Okay, no, anyway, let's move into production. So,
the beginning of the movie was pissing me off because I'm not a fan of, like, the distortion noise.
Yeah. And then, the noise. And I was like, this is not the noise that it sounds like when this happens to a video.
It would be static.
Yeah, not like whatever, some fucking, someone like made that noise in like a, I don't know, on a computer. It's like some bullshit. I've never heard that noise before. Yeah, and so it annoyed me too.
Throughout the movie, there was like this weird blur filter. Did you notice that? Or was it because I was watching it on the computer?
Maybe because you're watching on the computer, but like in the beginning, I noticed that they just kept it going with the crazy, as if we were watching like some old like video recording on an old camcorder with like all the like colorful bars and stuff on the TV screen. I was like, this isn't fucking, doesn't happen. But no blurs.
Yeah, we're technologically advanced enough to have an island filled with zombies and not have it kill people every day, but we can't have not digital television? Okay.
We can't have a decent camcorder that doesn't get fucked up every time it gets bumped in the car ride. Like, you're a journalist. Okay. But anyway, yeah, the only two things I had to say about production were, like, the blood and gore weren't bad, so I was pretty pleased because they're pretty much just, the zombies were like strapped down and they were just able to kind of like kill them all, like, and there was like plenty of blood and gore. And then when people got bit, you can tell. And then the zombie makeup was very good too.
Oh yeah, I loved the zombie makeup in this. It was really nice.
Yeah, I'm always worried that it's gonna be like stupid, but it's like really very, very good.
I always worry that it's still gonna look too human-y, too pretty. But these actually looked like decomposing bodies, which is how it's supposed to look.
Totally. And it was awesome. Yeah. So I really, that was cool. One thing I did, notice that this had nothing to do with production, but what did you think about the people's like outfit choices when it was time to go and like shoot people? Like they were just dressed like too dressy.
Oh, don't you wear like a beautiful sundress and red lipstick when you go hunting?
Yeah, with my like, yeah, out on the on like the cliffs of like a valley.
Yeah,
and I wear like high boots and like a sundress and like whatever and like my pretty silk shirt. Yeah, of course I do. I was like, shouldn't they be wearing like workout clothes or something? Or like,
yeah, I mean, I always figured while you were hiking on your honeymoon that you were doing it in your wedding heels.
Yeah, I was like. I was like really dressy and I had like my really cute like hipster outfit so I can take like cute selfies at the top of all the mountains and stuff.
Yeah, you can't let Luke see you not beautiful.
Yeah, and every time it was sunny I had flip-flops on hiking up the hill because like I'm just trying to like relax and yeah. God, there were really people that like were hiking in improper attire. God. Unbelievable.
Do you think in this world on the resort they ever have people who are taking selfies and end up falling off a cliff and dying because of zombies?
That's probably like the biggest cause of death on the island is like first people falling and second the zombies getting out because of like a hack.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what was the deal with that other, like, there was, like, another, like, nonprofit organization, the movie called, like, For Life or, like, Live For or, like, some shit like that. And it was meant to, like, help the refugees, but it was actually, like, transporting them to the island so they can become zombies.
Sounds like my kind of nonprofit.
Yeah, well, there you go. But that kind of got a little blurred, but
Yeah, this movie had a lot of interesting ideas. I don't
did.
know if they executed them the best.
Yeah, they could have been like elaborated on for sure. And even if there was like a sequel or something, if those were the focus, like the primary focus, that'd be cool. But I'm kind of glad there's not a sequel.
Yeah.
There easily been one with the ending, but God, I'm glad there's not one. Oh, goodness.
Because humans would try to profit off the zombie apocalypse after it
Of course.
happened.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, because we already have zombie paintball for Halloween, so why not have it all year round? But real zombies,
Yeah,
I love
and when
it.
I was an
Something.
undergrad, I co-sponsored a zombie 5K where it was just a 5K where we had zombies pop up and scare people at certain points.
Nice. That's awesome.
In fact, I think there are like legitimate 5Ks where zombies are chasing you through the 5K.
Yeah, people probably love doing that shit.
Yeah, it's a very popular Halloween activity, so of course, if there is ever a zombie apocalypse, as soon as it's over, we're gonna try and monetize it.
Oh, of course, of course. First things first, put them all on an island and shoot at them.
Yeah. And I don't know. The one So
Yeah.
my biggest issue with like Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, I don't know if you've seen it or have any interest in seeing it.
Not the newest one, but I've seen
Okay.
the Jurassic World, yeah.
Well, spoiler alert, one thing that consistently pisses me off about Jurassic Park and the entire series is
Yeah.
we're supposed to be afraid of these things, but also want to keep them alive. In fact, the whole first half of Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, spoiler alert, is going to save the dinosaurs from an island because a volcano is exploding and it's going to wipe them out. And there's this huge ethical discussion about, well, should we let them die? And it's like, yes, if it's an act of God, yes, you should let them die. They shouldn't be alive in the first place.
Yes, an act of God.
Because it was an act of God that took them out the first time, and it's an act of God taking them out the second time. It's not like I could see the ethical argument if people were hunting them as big game, but it's a volcano
Right.
erupting.
Yes, it's just a natural disaster.
And that shit happens. Like,
It does.
I'm trying to think. The dodo bird was just a natural thing that happened.
Yes.
Okay. Because it happened around the time of French explorers, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah, but that is one of the first mammals to go extinct because of human intervention.
But just
But yeah.
extinction is a natural part of being alive. I hate to say it. The dinosaurs would have died eventually. In fact, there are theories that disagree with the asteroid coming to Earth and killing all the dinosaurs. They believe possibly it was just a natural climate change and dinosaurs were unable to adapt.
Yes, that's because the ice age happened and it kind of wipes out anything that can't survive. It's not habitable, and then whatever survives evolves to be more sustainable species, I guess.
Yeah. So it fucking happens. It's part of evolution.
Right, evolution.
And I wonder, in a world where that ethical discussion is happening with zombies, it's
Yeah.
the exact same thing. They shouldn't be alive, so
No, they shouldn't.
just kill them because it's the natural way it's supposed to be.
Right. But like with the virus, we don't understand much about the virus in this movie, do we? Like we just know that it
Yeah.
happened and there were, but I guess like some zombie movies are different, but like in some zombie movies, isn't it right that like humans created the virus in some movies, but in other movies, it's just like a natural virus that we don't know where it came from? It's like a split 50-50.
Yeah, going back to the Resident Evil comparison, the T virus in Resident Evil is man-made. So it always It's been.
It is.
It's whatever mythology the writer wants to go with, but I like the concept that it's a natural virus. I think that would.
That's what I like for that too.
That would be a really cool thing to explore. Have you ever watched Contracted?
Shit. Hang on. That's one of those names that, like, I could have seen it.
Yeah, it's one of those weird Netflix zombie movies that I actually think it's a really shitty movie. The sequel's a little bit better, but all the characters are so unlikable.
No, I have not seen this. It's about STD.
Yeah, it's the zombie virus is spread like an STD.
Oh, I've heard of this, but I have not seen it. You said it's on Netflix.
Yeah, it's bad. Like, the thing that really pisses me off the most about it is the girl who gets the zombie STD is raped, and that's how she gets it. And she's going through, I guess, a lesbian phase. They don't really cover up the fact that it's a phase. And no offense to anyone who might get offended by that. And she's like, I can't tell anybody because my girlfriend's going to get mad and break up with me because I was raped by a guy. And it's like, what the fuck? What?
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah. It's like, oh, maybe if you weren't also attracted to men, they wouldn't rape you. So we're done.
Yeah. And basically that's what happens because her girlfriend finds out and basically says that.
Wow. That's some bullshit. Lesbians aren't like that, are they?
I think. God. Some lesbians can be like that to their bisexual girlfriends, but not all.
Yeah. Because
just in general, the world is really shitty to bisexual people.
Yeah. Some people are like jerks too, so they can just be a-holes.
Yeah, I read a book earlier this summer called The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, which is a really good book. Mm-hmm. I recommend it. But the true love of her life was another actress, and she said... Huh. And I think this line could resonate true with a lot of bisexual women. When she was happy with me, I was a lesbian. But whenever she was angry at me, I was a straight woman.
Oh, wow. Interesting. That's an interesting thing to think about.
Yeah. So the world in general is just really shitty to bisexuals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's like, well, why don't you just choose one?
Yeah, it's like, well, what if we don't have to? Haha. Like, you don't have to if you don't want to.
I mean, boobs are nice. And penises are fun, so...
Right. Everybody's beautiful.
Yeah. Except you, Chad.
Chad? Who's Chad?
I don't know. I just picked a random name.
Chad. Sorry, Chad, but you're not. Anyway.
Fuck you, Chad.
Agreed. Actually, here, we should do something that we keep forgetting to do. What is the... realistic parts of the movie.
Yeah, the whole concept of real horror show. Let's actually do that.
I know, right?
I think the realistic parts there would definitely be like activist groups fighting for zombie rights.
Ah, fantastic.
Like that would 100% happen in 2018 America.
Dude, it totally would, like, hardcore. And then there would be some stupid hacker fucking shit up. That would, you know what, that's, like, an actual realistic thing. Like, damn.
Hacking is a real thing. Google, because they're working on their self-driving cars, they actually hire hackers to hack into the computer system so they can see where the holes are and where they need to fix them.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
So that way people can't hack into the cars.
Yes, that would be chaotic and terrible. But activist groups, how about coping mechanisms and dealing with trauma? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That girl had a lot of issues, and I don't think shooting a zombie would have fixed them.
Yeah, but she thought it would. So we don't know what the F happened to whoever, whenever.
Yeah, it was her father, I think, who died.
Yeah, her father died. But did he die because a zombie killed him, or he became a zombie and was killed by a human?
I was actually expecting him to show up on the island as a zombie.
Me too, because remember when she was at first going to shoot and she was looking through the crosshairs and she couldn't do it, and then the one zombie looked at her, but it was a girl. I thought she was going to be like, oh, it's my dad, or it's my blah blah, but they didn't go for it, so maybe he just flat out died.
I think that would have given this movie the emotional edge it needed. To be
better. Too. It's kind of a tiny missed opportunity, but it would have been really cool to have that happen. And I was actually anticipating that when she was looking through the thing.
Yeah, Resident Evil Code Veronica, one of the many Resident Evil games, I was just playing through that recently. And there is a scene in the game where the male protagonist, in order to save the main character who you play as, he has to shoot his father, who's become a zombie, because his father's about to, like, eat her. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, you have the cheesy 2004 video game dialogue with it, but it's still a very emotionally heavy scene.
Yeah, absolutely. The cutscene. But yeah, that's actually a cool thing, like, coping mechanism. And, like, I guess the other thing would
be. And I think, like, her boyfriend probably had, like, PTSD from the war.
Yeah, he had, like, for sure. Yeah, zombies are scary. They're the stuff of nightmares. Okay. So them actually fighting a zombie, probably scary.
And, you know.
But, like, whenever. Yeah.
We're living in a zombie apocalypse now with how attached we are to technology.
Look at us on our laptops talking through a computer program.
This is one of those internet radio shows, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh no.
But, like, in these, do you ever wonder if, like, in these movies, the people in them, if there is a zombie culture or not? Like, if there are zombie movies or not? Because I always think, like, have they seen a zombie movie and then, like, the zombies happen, they're like, shit, just like the movies.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? I always think of that. I'm just like, well, why don't they know how to do this? Because it's in all the zombie movies. But, like, in the movies, it's almost like that part of the culture has never happened.
Yeah.
It's like a brand new thing.
I don't know. You watched The Walking Dead at one point, right?
Fuck The Walking Dead, but yes, I did.
Did they ever mention whether or not zombie movies was a part of?
Never. Okay. Not one time.
Huh.
Like, and that the same goes with, like, any zombie movies I've seen recently, a long time ago. It's almost like they've been erased. There may be one, maybe like the funny movies.
Yeah.
Kind of like nod to it.
But now that I think about it, Shaun of the Dead didn't reference it. I haven't seen, did you see Warm Hearts? Yeah. I think that's what it was called.
No. Oh, like Warm Bodies?
Yes, Warm Bodies.
No, I didn't, but I did. Shit, I did see that movie.
Because I feel like that movie, I've heard really good things about it, and I've been wanting to see it since it came out.
It's so cute.
I feel like it would reference, like, zombie movies being a thing in the universe.
It may have, but it's been such a long time since I've seen that movie.
We'll have to put it on our watch list. You know what else we should put on our watch list and maybe forego the randomizer?
Yeah,
I'm gonna watch Cam.
Dude, oh, me too. I've been talking about it for like 3 days
because
ever since I sent you that link.
Because that is so on brand for us, because while I was making the Real Horror Show website, I was like, maybe I should just make a Cam Girl website instead and see what Alphonse has to say about it.
Alphonse? Dude, that fucking guy. Don't you say his name.
Alphonse. And it sounds like I'm making up a fake name to, like, make fun of him, but I'm not.
That's his real name, you guys. Alphonse. Man. Losing all his shit when he's traveling all the fucking time, which is bullshit.
Who the fuck loses their laptop when they're traveling? That's the Real Horror Show.
Your laptop goes in your fucking carry-on. There's no way you lose that shit. That's bullshit.
You just didn't, want to grade papers. That? Let's be real.
Let's be real. It was probably stolen or he left it somewhere. Like an idiot.
I put so much fucking work into this website.
No, but listen, we have to watch Cam.
Yeah, we do. Maybe that'll be our movie next week.
Special.
We can still do our mini episode and make predictions. Actually, I feel like watching it tonight.
I know, I feel like watching it tonight too. You want to do it?
Yeah, sure, let's do it.
Okay, boom, we're doing it. I'm gonna go tell, like, we're gonna watch another fucking movie. We sat through 3 fucking hours of the fucking first Hobbit movie, which is 3 fucking hours long, and I hate it because I hate Martin Freeman.
So do you think there's a support group for partners of movie podcasters?
There's gotta be one, dude. Listen, I don't mean to. Well, I'll tell you about it after we're done recording because I don't want to talk about other podcasts during our podcast.
What are you?
Because
what are you talking about? This is the only podcast in the world.
This is a podcast.
I've literally never heard another podcast. We invented the concept.
I know. I was actually, when I saw the new Halloween movie, I was surprised there were other podcasters in it, because I was like, how do they know if it's only me?
Is that supposed to be us, or were we 100%?
It's really surprised, and I've been meaning to discuss that with you.
In fact, I'm a little insulted because we worked so hard to make these like podcast apps for people to use, but we're the only ones uploading on it.
Yeah, dude. Shit. Anyway, yeah, so we're watching Cam tonight, but maybe I'll write down my predictions.
Okay, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay, cool. Let me just write it in my notebook over here. No, I'll type it in a Google Doc.
Google Docs.
I'll just make a Google Doc. I know, did you get that thing I sent you on Twitter? Sam. What?
Yes.
On your personal
Twitter. And I retweeted it so I can retweet it on the Real Horror Show Twitter.
Nice. I saw it. I thought of it immediately because of all these fucking Google Docs we just have. And how the other day, I'm like almost out of storage on my Google Doc, my Google Drive. But anyway, yeah, I'll just make a Google Doc for Cam and then we'll put our predictions.
Yeah, in. Sounds good. Do you have the end notes ready?
Yeah, because I'm done talking about The Resort. I have nothing more to say.
So overall grade. Meh. If you're into zombie movies, you'll probably like it.
Yeah, it's worth watching because it's different. Comes at a different angle.
Yeah.
But that's about it. But it is worth a watch, but like just once. Don't go buy it or anything like that. That's crazy. And yeah. Okay, so if we're all finished here, Real Horror Show was created by Sam Odie and Stormy Skies and is directed by Sam Odie. A quote on what we've learned would be, don't
ignore corrupt files.
That's right. That's, yeah, perfect. Don't ignore corrupt files. And don't put all the zombies on an island, because I'm sure they can probably swim. Anyway. Like what you hear, you can find Real Horror Show on Spotify, TuneIn, Google Play Store, Stitcher, and iTunes. Really, really like what you hear? Follow us on Twitter at horrorshow_pod or search for Real Horror Show on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook at Real Horror Show, like our page, and share stuff. We also have a website that all of our written reviews and podcasts can be found, realhorrorshow.com. Want to interact with us? Want to make sure we're real humans and not space vampires? Comment on our website or email us at realhorrorshowpodcast@gmail.com. You want to argue with us about something, or you think you have a really great horror movie review that you're dying to share with two random strangers from the internet, leave us a comment and let us know. Or check out our contribute page on our website and follow the rubric before sending us anything. If it's not done according to our rubric, it will be disregarded. Sorry, not sorry. And we post random reviews. It's been picking up lately.
Yeah.
Didn't you do something recently or something?
Yeah.
Didn't I write some things about something? What the fuck did I write? I forgot.
You wrote about, shit, what did you write about? You wrote an argument for the Rob Zombie Halloween movies.
That's it. I was like, what the fuck even just happened? Yeah, that was really fun to write. I've been meaning to write it for about a year, so it's finally there to be read. And I love Rob Zombie. I love his Halloween movies. Fight me. Probably the only one who likes it. But yeah, I'm currently working on writing a little blog thing about the House on Haunted Hill Netflix series as compared to the Shirley Jackson novel of the same name. Okay, spoiler alert, they're not about the same things, you guys. Anyway.
I still need to watch Hill House.
Surprise, Sam. But watch it. It's great. It's really, really good.
I've heard such good things about it. David and I just haven't had time because King of the Hill came out on Hulu.
Get the fuck out of my face. King of the Hill, it's only worth it because the intro credits.
Listen, it's a good show.
I'll just stand there. It's like the time goes by really fast and they'll just stand around. Drink the beer really, but it's like sped up. That's like the best part.
Well,
but anyway,
have you considered reviewing movies for professionally?
Shut up. But yeah, watch Haunting a Hill House. But there's like one episode so far that it kind of like is awkward and drags. I won't tell you which one. When you watch it, you'll definitely notice, because it just kind of like nothing really happens. And you're like, what the fuck is going to happen next? But anyway, it'll be a doozy when I finish reading the book and watching the series and finish writing my thoughts. Probably by December, it'll be finished or something. Anyway, we love horror. And if you're listening, you do too. Please help us keep our project going by visiting our support page on our website, where you can make a one-time donation via PayPal. You can sign up for monthly donations, but like it doesn't, you can't. But if you want to, it'll soon be available, maybe. We also have an Amazon wish list if you feel like buying us something, because that would be cool, because the holidays are upon us and there's stuff on there that we would like to maybe have, and it'd be cool to possibly have if you bought it for us. Great. Anyway, any other pertinent news? Well, next Thursday is Thanksgiving.
Yay! What are you making? Woo!
Nothing. Oh. Actually, yes, I am. I'm making one dish to bring to my family. Nice. Family's house, and it is baked apples.
I am on keto, so I'm making green beans, crab-stuffed mushroom, and then a low-carb, sugar-free pumpkin cheesecake.
Sugar-free pumpkin cheesecake?
Sure, it'll be interesting. I don't mind talking about this publicly because it should be. I officially got diagnosed with polycystic ovarian syndrome Friday.
Dang, Sam. I knew that that was maybe a thing, but...
Yeah, it's been like a two-month process waiting to get the actual diagnosis. But I can really never eat carbs again in my life because I guess... Wow. Carbs don't really process right in women who have this disorder, and it can cause other issues later in life, like infertility, not a big deal for me, but like heart disease and stroke, and worst of all, facial hair.
Oh, no. I won't allow that.
It's fine, but I will say, if you're a woman listening and you have very irregular periods like I did, Stormy can attest that I've had multiple pregnancy scares because of how irregular my periods are.
I do remember those back in the grad school.
Yeah, but, you know, get checked because there are serious health complications that can result from polycystic ovarian syndrome.
But you've got, you have like a... medication that is going to keep it regular for you.
Yeah, the best medication you can get on is a high estrogen birth control. So I sent you my testosterone test results. Yeah, that's
the
result of... Yeah, that's part of the polycystic issue, and that's what can cause weird facial hair growth and weird hair growth in women. So they put me on a high estrogen birth control pill to balance that out.
Nice. Good. Yeah. I'm glad.
Get checked. Watch your ovaries and don't be ashamed to talk about it because it's serious.
Yeah, but seriously. Things happen.
And men, go get your testicles fondled. I know it's awkward, but you got to get checked for testicular cancer somehow.
Absolutely, you do. So
what
make
do you
it happen.
Is more awkward, the breast exam that we have to go through or getting your testicles fondled? I'm going to say testicles fondled.
I would agree with that as well, just because you and I go to a specialist for the breast exam. We go to the woman doctor. They just have to go to the general practitioner doctor for that.
And, you know, really, it's just a nice boob massage.
It is. And it's like they chat with you, so you kind of like look away and you're like, yeah, what if?
But for guys, it's just like fondle.
And they just kind of stand there like, And the doctor's like, yeah, I remember when you were like four. Because it's so that's like twice as awkward.
Okay, let's wrap this shit up.
Alright, man. Well, anyway, that's all the pertinent news we've got for this evening. Sam and I are probably going to watch Cam because we like to watch stuff at the same time, 4 or 5 minutes apart. So that's all we got for today. So thank you, fuck off, and have a swell evening.
Good night.
Alright, good night.
I love the creepy doll that always follows.